Blog Talk Radio.
To preach and teach your word, we ask that you would send your anointing that makes preaching and teaching easy.
Yes, God.
Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Let no flesh give any glory in this service, but all glory and honor goes to you. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And everybody shout amen.
Amen.
Come on, shout amen again. We grew up together. We grew up. Mark, you ain't got to worry about that. If I could just see the monitor, the laptop, that'll be fine. We grew up together. Have you ever just looked back over your life and thought about family or old friends, people you associated with, and perhaps your mind can go to a place where you realize some made it while others didn't. Maybe you are one of the ones, as I try to explain this on tonight, that can say, I'm one of the ones that made it, but I know others that didn't. I was one of the ones that perhaps was successful or am successful or have reached and achieved something in my life. And at the same time, I can reflect and know of perhaps family or close friends, my ride or dies, my ace boom coons that because of certain choices made, they didn't make it. Perhaps you can call some of these choices that certain people made, which caused them to be in the present situation that they are now in.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, sometimes that we must, let's be clear, one bad decision can cause you a lifetime of struggle.
Yeah.
I wish I had a good witness here. Yeah, one bad decision, one night of pleasure that's not ordained by God, just one incident, one accident, one night of drinking, one night of smoking, one night of partying, one night of illicit sex escapades, just one night. That's a song that says, for only just one night. How many out there can witness to, amen, that one night has caused you many nightmares? I can't get no help here. You have that one night of excruciating, or that one night of extravaganza, or that one night of wanting to just get lit. Now that you've got lit that one night, amen, can't nobody put the fire out. Yeah, you tried that drug just for one night, and now you become addicted to that drug. You tried that drink for just one night, now your body craves it. You tried that man, preach, Brother Zachary, I'm trying to tonight. Yeah, you tried that woman for just one night, now you become addicted. Amen. You become so attracted and so captivated by that one night. By that one, amen, that one trial. Somebody, amen, under the sound of my voice, I hear you talking. Say, Pastor, you talking to me? I only thought I was going to try it for one night, but now it's become a struggle for so many years. They told me I could just hit it and quit it, grab it and be through with it, but now I grabbed it, but after I grabbed it, it grabbed me back. Now that thing got a hold of me, and I just can't seem to shake it or turn it loose. Amen. So we realize that you and these people, when you look back and you see what's going on, and you find them on Facebook, if that's what you do, or you go back to your old neighborhood, you go home for a family reunion, you go back to a class reunion, around you and you ask questions. Where is this one? Where is that one? What happened to him? What happened to her? I thought they was on the right track. I look back and I understand. We grew up together. We played on the playground together. We went to lunch together. We went to PE together. We went to the same schools. And I look at my life and I see, well, there was nothing special. There was nothing special about me, or there was nothing special about you. Y'all rode the same buses. You took the same classes. Even closer, maybe y'all stayed in the same house. In other words, we're moving, matriculating from the community to our homes. Not just a playmate, but not just a classmate, but a sibling. What happens in life sometimes that even our siblings, we can look and see, well, this one made that choice. That one made that choice. And if they had just made a different choice, their life would have turned out a little bit better. So even closer, maybe you stayed in the same house. Perhaps you wore the same clothes. Maybe you slept in the same bed and even had the same parents. But now you can't explain what happened to them, and you keep telling yourself, we grew up together. We grew up together. I don't know how they ended up. Look at your monitor. I don't know how they ended up like this. I don't know what actually took place in their life that caused them to be in such a bad place. Thank you, Brother Ice Pig. Help Daddy, please. I don't know what transpired. I don't know what took place. We had the same. There was nothing special that I received that they didn't. Had the same opportunities. We had the same. Either we talked about the same goals. We was going to achieve. We was going to get married at the same time. Amen. Maybe she was planning to marry him, or he was planning to marry her. But something happened once you grew up. Look at the neighbors, say, we grew up together. You got to watch folks sometimes that you grew up with. One thing I understand about folks that you grew up with sometimes, you done moved along and you done tried to forget about things that happened while you was growing up. Amen. But if you talk to the right person at the right time, they will remind you. Preach, boy, I think I will tonight. They will remind you of some of the dirt, amen, some of the deeds, some of the mischief you got into while y'all was growing up. Sometimes people will remind you, amen, and every now and then a good reminder is fine, but amen, don't try to remind me to take me there. If you want to remind me, just remind me so that I'm mindful to give God glory to where I come from. If you're going to remind me, just remind me so I can be reminded to give God praise and honor and magnify him and tell the world, look where the Lord helped me tonight. That brought me from. He brought me from a mighty Lord. He brought me from the Lord's power. Amen. Then I got to go back. Amen. And I'll be reminded where I grew up. They brought to where I grew up. But I'm grateful to God for where I am now. It was the things that I grew up in that helped make me, helped mold me into who I am now. But there are some things in my growing up, amen, in your growing up, that we wouldn't dare want to repeat. There are things that we want to move on from, that we want to grow on from. Let's look here. I'm almost through here. Amen. Let's look at verse 24. St. Matthew, the 13th chapter, verse 24. Pamela, can you hit that thing? Look at verse 24. St. Matthew 13 and 24. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. This is Jesus giving an illustration. He had been talking the whole day here and giving parables. The disciples was wondering, why was Jesus dealing and talking with them in parables? And Jesus had to explain to them, there are things that's given to you that's not given to them. There are things that's been shared with you that's being hidden from them. So here's another parable. Chapter 13 is filled with parables. The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. A farmer likes to and strives to have a good produce or a good product. So he sows good seed into the ground. He sows good seed into his field. It's his field. It's his right to put in there, amen, whatever he wants. It belongs to him. Look at verse 25. But while men slept, while the workers slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. He's the player hater, the one that envied, the one that had jealousy. While the watchmen and the caretakers went to sleep, his enemy came into his field and came into his territory, came unto his property and sowed tares where the man and his servants had sown wheat. Have I got a witness here? So he sowed tares and ran off. So you got to be careful when people come and share their things with you. And here you are now, they done shared stuff with you. And here you done lost 10 of those folks that was there to help you. And then the devil will run off. And here you are, you stuck looking crazy because you allowed the enemy to use you. You got to be careful who you allow to plant seeds in your life. Y'all ain't gonna help me tonight. Be careful who you allow to talk to you and plant seeds. Yes. Be careful even who prays for you. And one they used to say, I think Bishop Carson used to say, I'm more concerned about who talk to the members than I am who pray for the members. Because folks can pray for you, and if they ain't got nothing, you ain't got to worry about that. You ain't got to worry about nobody cursing you. But I'm more concerned about who's talking to you. Because the person that's talking to you, if you listen and entertain them long enough, amen, the seeds that they are sowing into you will begin to take root. Right. Or they take root. Yeah. And here you are, because you don't know how to shut the conversation down. You don't know how to tell them, I don't want those seeds in me. I don't want this jealousy. I don't want this negative. Amen. I don't want this bitter seed in me. Yes. Because you don't have enough Holy Ghost. You don't have enough authority and power. Amen. Lord, they don't say that. Amen. But you ain't got enough of them. Amen. To tell them to, or just hang up the phone. You become a trash can. And what goes in trash can? Trash. Then you become, amen, a producer of seeds that you really don't want to be produced. But because you harvested them, because you allowed them and you took it in, now you become, amen, a perpetrator, or you become one symbolic or like unto the one that spoke to you. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat. Now let's give you this. When we look at the word tares, we understand tares is a type of weed. And another word is darnel, D-A-R-N-E-L, meaning false converts. That's what we're talking about here. False converts. Tares, if you don't really know how to deal with them, they look so much like wheat. And when we look at the illustration of a tare, it's an injurious weed resembling wheat when young. It looks the part. It looks like it's going to be healthy. It looks like it's going to produce a great fruit that's going to be healthy for the person. But as you stated, it's a type of weed. And a weed is a wild plant growing where it isn't wanted and is in competition with the cultivating plants. Me and my wife took up the initiative over this past summer to plant. And we found out it's more to planting than to just digging and putting something, the seed, in the ground. You got to cultivate, you got to nurture it. And if you're not careful, weeds will grow up. And weeds, that you know what I'm saying, imposters, weeds will grow up, amen, and it will initially look the part. They'll sit among us, even in the church. They know how to shout. They know how to dance. They know how to speak in tongues. And they look so close. They look so familiar. They look, as one scripture would say, a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. I'm trying to get out of here tonight. The tares, as the wheat and the tares are young, they look just alike. They know how to sing in the church. They know how to preach. They know how to prophesy. They give good money. Lord, help me tonight. But all the while, they are wild weeds. Another thing we discovered while we was planting them and trying to do stuff to our yard, there's a, I don't even know what it's called, but there's a black piece of paper. It looks like curtain that you, like we put new rocks and stuff and planted new stuff in our yard, and we found out that if you don't really deal with it and do it the right way, those weeds will grow up. So we discovered that there was a type of planting paper that you would put over the area that you wanted to keep the weeds down. So after we enlarged our driveway, amen, I went and got some designer rocks to put down to make the driveway look a little bit better. It looked good, but a couple of weeks later, I discovered weeds was growing up. Kept me with a knife through the rocks. Okay, now thank you. Mother got a green thumb over there, blue thumb, a red thumb. Amen, what is it called? Landscaping paper, fabric. And you use the landscaping fabric, and then we had to cut it and maneuver and customize it so that when we put the designer rocks down, the rocks would go on top of the fabric to keep the weeds from growing up. And what you got to understand in your life, you got to have something that will separate you. Lord, help me tonight. You got to have something that will protect you, that will keep you from being invaded by the tares. Thank you, Ice Pit. We have tares all around us that are waiting to invade us, just like here. Then you have the wheat. The wheat is a cereal type plant. That is the most important kind grown in different countries. The grain of which is ground to make flour for bread, makes pasta. The wheat makes pastry. Some of you now, amen, most of us grew up on white bread. But as we got a little older, we found out we could have wheat bread. There was a popular commercial. I've got about to travel all through here. There was a popular commercial, and as I played sports, and as football and basketball growing up, there was a popular commercial back in the 80s and 90s that tried to convince us to eat our Wheaties. Eat your Wheaties so you can be strong, so you can fly through the air like Michael Jordan. but amen, the weed was good for me. Look at the neighbor and say, eat your weed. Eat your weed. Amen. So we got the wheat. That's healthy. That's good. Then we got the tares. That's negative. That's bad for you. All both of these are a type of seed. Look at the church shout seed. A seed is a flowering plant, unit of reproduction, capable of developing into another such plant. When you put in seed, you expect a harvest.
Right, right.
No, I thought I had the right church on here all the time. Amen. Many times you put in a seed, God knows that. I don't know much about planting. I'm learning it, but there's another seed. I've been able to plant pretty good. That seed I produced 5 times with this seed that I planted. My wife, she was good ground. And thank God I had good seed. And those seeds was able to reproduce. The Bible says some 30, some 60, some 104. My wife didn't like that part of the scripture. She said 5 is enough. She'll leave the other seed planting to my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, Victoria and Ty. They're at about 15 now. So they grew together. Verse 15, my wife didn't slept. His enemy came and saw tares among the wheat. And went his way. I appreciate y'all bearing with me on the night. So suppose you know about them seeds, you and Minister Tobin, I see you tonight. I prophesied one of y'all seeds. Y'all know what I'm talking about, the last seed. And God, by his grace, brought it to pass. Verse 26, but when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So when it was time to take a closer look, to view what had taken place in the growth. See, there's another thing about seed. They taught me this back at Montgomery Elementary. They used to give us a little thing like this, had some black dirt in it, we put a seed in it, and we would put it up in the window. And the next day you would come to look at it, and it don't look like anything is happening. You would go to the teacher and say, ain't nothing going on with my plant. Ain't nothing happening. And your teacher would remind you, just go ahead on and water it a little bit, but leave it in the window so that the sunlight can hit. You come back the next day thinking that the seed should be showing, should be producing now, but you can't see it, but all along under the covers. Lord, help me tonight. Underneath. It's beginning to take root. Amen. Everybody can't see it now, but underneath, it's developing its anointing. It's developing its power.
Yeah.
It's developing its ministry. It's healing now. Amen. It's healing from everybody. But just because it's healing, that doesn't mean something ain't moving, or that doesn't mean something ain't happening. That's about a week or two. Constantly watering that little plant, keeping it in the window so that the sun could hit it. You begin to see a little bud. I know some of y'all weed out there, and you know what bud is, but I'm just talking about this type of bud. It only shows a little bit from the top, but there's a lot more going on the inside. Look at the neighbor and say, something on the inside.
Something on the inside.
Wasn't on the outside. When the blade was sprung up, I got to get on through him, brought forth fruit. Then appeared the tares also. So as the wheat was producing, the tares appeared. Now they can separate, they can see that there's a difference going on. So when the wheat was real small and in its infant stage, the tares could look just like it. But now that it's beginning to mature, the wheat is separating itself and identity from the tares. See, listen here, beloved, if you're a child of God, you can't keep looking and doing like the world does and looking like the world looking. There ought to be a separation. And I know folks ain't preaching and ain't talking about this no longer. And I know this type of message, this part right here, ain't popular. We want to look like the world, amen. Go where the world go, look just like the world, amen. Drink like the world, and smoke with the world. But you can't be like the world and claim to be a child of God. So the servants of the household came and said unto him, this is verse 27, sir, it is not thou said, good seed in the field, in thy field. So which then has it passed? Pastor, then you preach the good message. How in the world these other folk got in here? They've been among us all along. They've been receiving the word. They've been giving, they've been shouting, they've been dancing. Yeah, I sowed good seed. But there was somebody else that sowed tares. I sowed wheat, but there was somebody else that was the enemy of the cross that will surely sow tares and then run. And hide. Leave you stranded all by yourself. Where have the tares? He said unto them, an enemy has done this. Verse 28. The servant said unto him, without then that we go and gather, then what you want us to, go ahead on and get rid of those tares? Verse 29, but he said, nay, let's while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. The pastor, the servant, we know it's Christ, said, no, it was so important to capture the wheat that he allowed the tares to remain because he did not want to risk pulling up or tearing down or getting rid of the wheat. So he said, no, let them be. Verse 30, when we got our subject, I'm almost through here. Jesus said, let both of them grow together until the harvest. Don't y'all know there's a harvest coming? And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares. The reapers know what to look for. The reapers understand the difference between the tares and the wheat. And even though the reapers understood the difference, they could not gather the harvest before time. Remember the Lord said that the harvest is plenteous, but laborers are few. Tell us to pray now for the Lord of the harvest, that he will send for laborers in his vineyard. In other words, not just any and everybody can go gather the children of God. You got to make sure that you've been called, and amen, God and the Holy Ghost has instructed you to be a reaper. Why don't you wave your hands and shout yes, Lord? Jesus said, let both of them grow up here the harvest. If you got a neighbor, put your neighbor and say, neighbor, we grew up together. And the Bible is saying, and in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first to prayer. Gather those that think camouflage. Gather those prayer haters, those that been looking like they really love God. And I can ask a question. I would say, Jesus, what's going to happen once they gather up the prayers? Let's pause their station identification. You must understand everybody talking about heaven ain't going. I heard somebody say, none but the righteous shall see God. Well, if you raise your hand and shout, holy, you got to live holy. And you got to live right. So one of these holy days, there's going to be a separation from the right and the wrong. So the Bible declares, Jesus called the reaper to gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them. There's a harvest of the tares, please. Jesus told them to bind them together, bundle them all together, and put them in the fire. I came to tell you one of these old days. You, if you know no Jesus, you're gonna be burning in the fire. I know that ain't popular now, but that's just as true as there's a heaven. You must understand that there is a hell. There is a lake of fire. If you ain't gonna go to heaven any kind of way, clap your hands and shout yeah. Come on and shout yeah. Jesus told them, gather ye together with the prayers and bind them in bundles to burn them up. They gather the wheat and put them in my barn. I came to tell you what we did. There's a separation between the right and the wrong. And I came to tell you tonight, either make up in your mind to get right or get left. Every part of chambers, either get right or get left. Every adulterer, either get right or get left. Every homosexual, I know it ain't possible to get right or get left. Every liar and cheater, either get right or get left. Every gambler and alcoholic, either get right or get left. Why don't somebody say yes? Come on and say yes. I'm almost through here. Again in verse number 40-36, same book, same chapter. Sitting at verse number 36, then Jesus sent two prophets away and went into the house. And his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. And he answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of God, is the Son of Man. The field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. Everybody that says they are child of God ain't telling the truth. Some of y'all listen to me, you're not a child of God. You a child of the devil. Because you wicked. You evil and prideful. You arrogant and proud. And I came to tell you to either get right or get left. Why don't somebody shout yeah? For the field is the world. The good seed is the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sold them is the devil. Some of y'all was doing all right until you had a conversation with the devil. Some of y'all was doing all right until you had a Facebook friend that was the devil. Some of y'all was doing all right till you met out the devil with the devil. Some of y'all were doing all right till you invited the devil to your house. And ever since that day, you've been acting like your father with the devil. You can somebody and say, neighbor, get the devil out of here. Punch another neighbor and say, neighbor, we got to get the devil out of church. So that the church can run all over. We got to get the devil out the church so that the church can grow over. Oh, somebody shout, yeah. For the enemy that's so weird is the devil. The harvest is of the world. It's the end of the world. And the reapers are the angels of God. And therefore the tares are. This is verse number 40. Gather and burn in the fire. So shall it be in the end of this world. That the Son of Man shall send forth his angels. And they shall gather out of his kingdom all these that are sinned. And them which do iniquity. I want everybody to know. You can't just go to heaven any kind of way. Come out of your adultery. If you want to go to heaven, come out of your fornication. If you want to go to heaven, why don't somebody say, heaven! Oh, heaven! Heaven is mine. Heaven is a holy place. Heaven is mine. But if you want to go to heaven, you got to live right. If you want to go to heaven, you got to love everybody. You got to love those that treat you bad. You got to love people that act ugly against you. Because you got to understand, I'm trying to go to heaven. Is there anybody here that's trying to go to heaven? I dare you to respond. I'm on my way to heaven. And I'm so glad. I said, I'm on my way to heaven. And I'm so glad. Bye bye, y'all. Thank you for watching tonight. I got to lead you through here, but heaven is mine. I got to go to heaven. I got a grandma waiting on me over there. My mama, Johnny Day, is waiting on me over in that land. I got some uncles that's waiting on me over in heaven. But most of all, gotta see Jesus, the man that died. I gotta see Jesus. He was wounded for my transgressions. Jesus was praised for my iniquities. Jesus, the chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with his stripes I am healed. Say it. Say it. Say it. We grew up tell y'all? Can I tell y'all my story? If you wanna hear my story, say tell it to the old man. Oh, y'all don't wanna hear it. I'm gonna be true. Say tell your story. Tell your story. It's almost bedtime. It ain't nothing like a good bedtime story. If you want to hear my story, say tell it, Pastor, tell it. Upon a time in a land not far away, there was a father that loved his children. This father cared about his children. He loved his children so much. And one Friday night, he talked and turned, planning to do something for his children. On that Saturday morning, so all night, Friday night, he talked and he turned. He talked and he turned. Trying to plan a good day for his children. Early Saturday morning, the man got up out of his bed. He had figured out what he was going to do for his children. He went and knocked on his children's door and told his children to get up and get ready because daddy was going to take them out for breakfast. So the children got up, went and brushed their teeth. The children went and washed their face. Got their clothes on, getting ready for breakfast with their daddy. While on their way to the neighborhood, IHOP, one of the children asked the daddy, "Hey, daddy, can my friends come to eat breakfast with us?" Daddy looked at the child and said, "Sure, tell your friends they can come to IHOP and eat a grand slam with me." And while at the IHOP, daddy told the children, "When we leave here, we'll go in to the mall." And when the children heard that, they asked their daddy, "Can our friends go to the mall with us?" Daddy said, "Sure, they can come to the mall." When they got to the mall, the daddy noticed that the neighborhood movie was getting ready to snow. And daddy told his children, "We're gonna go to the movies that's here in the mall." Children got excited and said, "Daddy, can our friends come with us to the movies?" Daddy said, "Sure, and come with us to the movie." When they got in the movie, They wanted popcorn and a strawberry drink. Daddy said, sure, get what you want. After the movie was over, the children and the daddy was hungry again. Daddy said, we're gonna go to the food court and get something to eat. His children said, can our friends come with us to the food court? Daddy said, sure, they can come with us to the food court. By this time, it was late in the evening. The sun was going down. Time was far spent. And Daddy told the children to wrap it up, so we got to go. Then the daddy told the children, I understand. I allow your friends to come with us. I allow your friends to come with us to the mall. I allow your friends to come with us to the movies. Say yeah. I allow your friends to come with us back to the food court. But enough is enough. We're on our way. Accepted Jesus. You grew up together, but if they have not accepted Jesus, when it's time to go home, they're going to get left. Everybody, let me put it this way, I'm through, thank you. YouTube, London, God bless y'all. Everybody's going home somewhere. See, the moral of my story was everybody's going home, but everybody's not going home with the Father. Everybody's not going home with Daddy. See, you know him by your seed. You know him by what you produce. You can't produce hellions. You can't produce hellbirds and think you're going to heaven. You can't do it. Jesus said, you want me to be my disciple? You got to come after me. Let any man that will be my disciple come after me. Let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. The moral of the story, Daddy, he had plans for his children. And because his children had friends, he allowed the friends to tag along, but for only so far.
Right.
Stop trying, Lord help me tonight. Stop trying to take folk everywhere with you. Everybody's not destined to go with you everywhere. Some are for a reason, some are for a season. Learn to differentiate between the two. So when people stop inviting you to their party, when they stop inviting you to come to this and that else, don't be mad. You're going to start to sleep better. Your pressure don't go down. You're going to have less stress. Because you done got rid of that extra weight. But Daddy didn't mind. Thank y'all for allowing me to tell my story. I heard that. Heard that a few months or so ago. Thought it was a good story. He had all these plans for his children. His children wanted to invite others. That's what we're doing now. We're inviting folk. Follow us on Facebook. Be a part. See my cousin, Tamasha, all the way in Nebraska.
Yeah.
And we see our family. We see our family, our folks that we grew up with. And all we're doing is we're planting these seeds, and then we got people from all over the country listening and partaking. And it's up to you whether you're going to be a wheat or a tare. Choice is yours. Thank you so much for watching. I'm through. I'll pick up a little bit more on Sunday morning. The Lord, the lady's coming. There's another good one. Good one. You don't want to miss Sunday morning. Got a good one. It's going to be Sunday morning, the Lord, Sister Tierra, the Lord, don't change it. We're going to be talking about looking through somebody else's eyes. We're going to be talking about that, looking through somebody else's eyes. Be careful when you put on somebody else's eyes. Y'all got to stay tuned. You got to come back. But what are you tonight? Are you a wheat or are you a tear? Are you looking the part? Are you perpetrating? Are you authentic? Are you the real thing? They say Coke is the real thing. I just want you to know tonight, to everyone that's watching Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Chaos Blog Talk Radio, God has opened up all these doors for us to preach the gospel all over the world. You haven't. I wouldn't dare close. I wouldn't dare try to raise an offering without saying this first. You have an opportunity, a golden opportunity right now, to give your life to Jesus Christ. You got a golden opportunity. I know we grew up together. I know you know stuff about this one. You know stuff about that one. You know stuff about me. I know stuff about you. I know we grew up together. But there's another word that says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things come new. Listen, beloved, I'm through. Thank you so much. I've held you too long. Thank you so much. Thank you for allowing me to tell my story. Deacon Stanton, thank you for listening to my story on tonight. But if there's one, I got to do this. If there's one out of the hundreds of thousands that are viewing and listening, if there's just one that want to transfer from being a tear to being a wheat, I'm going to give you that opportunity. You ain't got to roll. You ain't got to fall out. You ain't even got to cry. You ain't even got to close your eyes or bow your head. You ain't got to do none of that. But I'm going to ask you to do this. But thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Repeat this quick, simple prayer. Simple, but yet the most powerful prayer you will ever do. Say this with me, Lord, I'm sorry for the sins I committed. This night, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. Tonight, I open the doors of my heart, and I welcome Jesus in to be my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise right where you are. If you repeated that with me, come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Welcome. Welcome to the right side. Welcome to the right side. Write us, call us, put something on Facebook so we'll know. So we'll know that you gave your life to Christ on tonight. Don't be like the friend that gets invited to everything, but miss the grand finale. They get invited to all the little things, but miss the grand finale. Take the church cash out stuff off there. Late church tonight. Amari, take that off there. Okay? You don't want to miss. Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. Right now that you got your sound mind, got activities of your limb, I want to welcome you to the right side. Thank you so much for watching us tonight. Amen. We do want to raise our Thursday night offering. We're getting ready to go back into the sanctuary. Third Sunday, we're looking to just renew and refresh and just continue on what we're doing. There's a lot of changes that have taken place, but the word is still fresh. The word is still new, and the word still saves. It reaches to the highest mountain. It flows through the lowest valley. It's the blood. If you'd like to be a blessing tonight, if this service has been a blessing to you in any kind of way, this is Bishop Omar Zachary, and family ministry is a family affair. You see my wife, you see my daughters playing the drums, playing the son on the keyboard, singing. My baby boy right here, he's trying to preach now. It's a little too late, but he's trying to get his message in. And we pray tonight that if the Lord lays something on your heart and you would like to be a blessing to this ministry, we pray that you will obey the voice of God on tonight. Whatever that amount is, whatever God lays on your heart, we don't do this for the money. You can't never pay for the preaching. You can't pay for the word anyway. But the servant is worthy of his hire. And if you find it not robbery, if God imprints it on your heart, it'll be a blessing to Brother Omar and his family on tonight. We pray that you obey the voice of God. We have two ways in which you can give on tonight. You can give directly. I can hear it now. You cash up it now. $. OZ, that's for Omar Zachary, $OZ, and the number is 264. Once again, the cash app is $OZ, 264. That's the cash app. And I pray that you obey the Lord on tonight. If you just want to be a blessing, and you can just put in the form, just keep preaching on. We in Georgia, we love you, Brother Omar. We enjoy the service. We enjoy what God is using you and your family to do, to reach the world right from your home. There may be one to say, I would love to give an offering on tonight, but I have a debit card, I have a credit card, I have PayPal, I have Zelle. You can call our church offices right now. We have someone standing by waiting to hear from you. Whether you're in London or and watch us tonight on YouTube and you would like to be a blessing, you can call this number directly at 678-760-6056. Once again, 678-760-6056. Only if God, if you feel that this has been a blessing to you on the night. You might say, I only got a dollar, only have $5. Whatever you have, whatever you feel in your spirit, that God is laying on, that God is impressing on your heart to give on tonight. We ask that you do so. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We do have our prayer list before we close on tonight. Amen. I want y'all to touch and agree with me. My cousin, Brother Dermaine Brown, he's especially known as Lil Lil. Amen. He had open heart surgery last week sometime. We thank God for seeing him through. We want you to continue to pray for Brother Brown, Brother Dermaine Brown. We're also praying for Sister Siobhan, a young lady in Chicago, family in Chicago, lost her daughter a week or so ago. We're praying that God will continue to strengthen her and her family in the name of Jesus. The Bluett family, we're praying that God will continue to strengthen and touch in the person of Sister Asha and the whole family in the name of Jesus. Praying tonight for the Harris family in the death of their mother, Mother Rachel Harris, one that we know loved God. Some of these folks been saved all my life. All I know is they've been saved. We're also praying tonight for the Walker family. This is my family. My cousin, Dante Walker. Amen. In his death, we want to pray for his mother, Sister Georgette Walker, and his father, Brother Danny Walker. His brothers, Danny Jr. and Jermaine. All the loved ones, all my cousins, aunts and uncles. Praying for my nephew on tonight, that God will continue to touch his body, Brother Adore, and the Tate family. I keep getting word that Brother Adore is tearing up everything. He's just messing up everything. And we thank God that he's able to do that. Praying for the Stokes family on tonight, specifically Elder Leroy Stokes. Praying that God will continue to strengthen him, strengthen his wife. Let the blood of Jesus cover in the name of Jesus. Last, we're praying for the Martin family, the person of Brother Wendell Martin and his mother, Sister Melanie Martin. We're praying for these ones. Okay, keep them in prayer. Amen. As we call these names out, do you ever have pad or pencil? Write the names down so when you pray, you can call those names. And we just appreciate you. We thank you so much. Amen. Listen, y'all continue to be in prayer. God is blessing. He's moving by his spirit, and we're so grateful. As we stated, we want to get our YouTube viewership up. We're going YouTube live now. We are Facebook live still. We are on the radio, and we're recording. We're going to be live over in London, England. So we got a lot going on. We got a lot going on. We're going to be going back into the sanctuary with a slow reintroduction, I guess, reentrance. Amen. And that's going to give us a little more room to set up our monitors and TVs so we can see the Facebook. We still want to see everybody. We'll still be able to see the YouTube and all the responses. Amen. As I stated in the beginning, no pressure for those of you, if you know your family, your children, you got loved ones, or you're dealing with underlying issues, no pressure, no stress. Stay at home just as long as you keep watching, as long as you keep supporting. They were grateful to God. Thank you tonight. Amen. May God bless you. Until we meet again on Sunday morning, the Lord's Day is coming. On Sunday morning, we'll be preaching from the subject, looking through someone else's eyes. Looking through someone else's eyes. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend, even tell an enemy. They don't want to miss Sunday morning service. We're going to be right back here. YouTube, Facebook, Chaos Blog Talk Radio. Elder Derek Oliver, Lady Keisha Oliver, D&K, Amen. We thank God for them, all the engineers all over the country, all the viewers and listeners. We bid you Godspeed. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you again. We appreciate you. For it's in you that we live, move, and have our being. Help your children. Help us understand tonight that we grew up together. But after a while, there's going to be a separation. And we want to make sure we're on the right side, that we don't want to get left. We want to make sure that our hearts are fixed, our minds are made up, and we decided we're going all the way with the Lord. So some started and some got tired, but we made it up in our mind that we're going all the way with the Lord. As we leave this place, but never your presence, we thank you so much for watching and for supporting. Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20. Help me see it. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. God bless you.